Welcome to the Talk Over Podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talkover podcast page on Spotify.
So the thing I wanted to discuss was networking and the importance of basically having friends and people and contacts. And I know, Prospect, you're like king networker, huh?
I think it's, you know what it is, man? It's because I'm in north of the country where everyone thinks...
He's just worked his way down, right down to the bottom,
we wear kilts and we don't play hip-hop and... We eat fried Mars bars. Nah, we kind of, you know what it is, man, is I think...
I do, though.
They actually do fried Mars bars.
I can tell this, this episode's going to go into one of those ones we go super deep here, but from being up north to connect with down south was always the biggest challenge. Yeah. So, like, and as I met people from north or from south that kind of trying to get to the hub or what is known as the hub, which is obviously, like, it's not... I'm not saying it's a hub now in terms of London, but that's what everyone was kind of aiming for at the point when, I guess, the DJ network, as it is now, is kind of working together. That was really hard for anyone from up here to get down to as far as London and connect with the DJs because they didn't understand there's a whole country up here. Mm-hmm. There's a few key people that I definitely experienced, like Semtex being one of them. When he was at Def Jam, it was Amy McDonald, one of the artists up here, that he... saw the her sales figures for Scotland and was like, yo, it's when he was working on the Mr. Hudson project.
Okay.
He's like, yo, there's a whole country here that are buying records that no one else is really focusing on.
Yeah.
Let me push Mr. Hudson up here. And this is when he had that super successful campaign with, when he was, I think it was on Amy, he was on Amy Winehouse's tour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That kind of like made me realize like, yo, there's like, from my end, there's like, yo, there's a country up here that a lot of people don't really get that this one in at that point record sales for a whole other country they can reach. And that's kind of where I started being like, yo, I need to connect with people and talk about how big up here is and how dope it is. And Tipsy being one of the kind of outlets, people coming up like you guys, like you've been, you understand it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to keep talking about the sort of club night, cause but you know, like
it's Tipsy Sunday nights, Club Blue, Edinburgh.
Every Sunday, EasyJet flies here from 9.99. You know what I mean? It's one of those ones, like having that connection has made people realize, like you're like, yo, this is dope. Like there's all these DJs, like there's a network here. And I think everyone's experienced that. And as we kind of had conversation, like from here to Newcastle to Manny to Birmingham, like Liverpool, down south, like
don't leave
we're
Brighton
on the same
now,
page, yo. Like we're, you know what I mean? And then, what did you say?
Don't leave Brighton out. Sorry, you just listed every major city and Brighton. Left Brighton out.
You don't even live Brighton. You left Brighton.
I don't even live there anymore.
Left Brighton. Left Brighton.
Some coastal villages.
Fuck all of you.
No, them like, that network was like, one, it made me realise that everyone's in the same boat. And I think that's where, it doesn't matter if you're on radio and doing one club gig to like, up here doing seven nights. Mm-hmm. Everyone's in the same boat, doing the same thing, trying to hustle, do gigs, dope DJs across the country. You all work with each other.
Yeah,
I think that's what's important super about powerful. Networking in general, like especially with the DJs, and you're not alone in your game. Like there's a whole town, a city, of you know, a country outside of your club that you're playing in. It's always good to visit these other places. Because there might be something that you hear, say, like, I might go down to Manchester and hear a sound, and I'm like, rah, do you know what? That might work in Edinburgh, but no one's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I might, not to, like, steal a vibe or whatever, but I might come back up and say, do you know what? I'm going to try that and see what's popping. And then you're like, okay, cool. That works up here. Let me bring the guy who created the sound up here so that he can bring that Manchester or wherever he's from flavor or her wherever she's from flavor up here and she can do her thing. And I think that's kind of what the Tipsy brand has kind of tried to like bring. Is like
I think
a whole
there's
outside of Scotland.
There's so many club nights I think across the UK that have done that. Where it's like, you know, Love Doe Jam, like they've all done this, like everyone networking with each other to create like this bigger picture of DJs across the country. Like I mean, perfect example. We were in was it Croatia last year?
Yeah.
Like I'm guessing this is where this idea came from. You two doing this podcast.
Actually, I think it was before that.
It was before that.
But it was probably at that point, you know, like it's mad. That's how all that stuff came together, is because we're all.
Yeah, the network thing, that trip came because we were all networked together already.
About the same thing. I was talking about venue promoters telling us what to play.
Venue owners
or promoters telling us what to play. That's all off the back of like us talking to each other, which is the networking part, which also then leads to like all the different events. Like, yo, like if I'm away out of the country, like Stylus can come up, you can come up. It's like, it doesn't always need to be the local guys. The local guys can go like to Manny or Newcastle, and it's like we all work together. Your city sometimes, as you're saying, as although all the cities are work with each other, like there's only so many DJs in one city. Like I know there's been loads of times where I'm like, yo, like there's no other DJ here, like let me hit up someone else from another city that can come up and wants to come up. That's the beauty of the networking thing. I think it's kind of made the whole UK, and it's a new thing I think as well. I mean, we've had this discussion kind of off camera as well, where maybe it's to do with social media that it's made it easier. But
I also think though, a lot of newer people, when they think about networking, they don't think about the actual personal relationships. Like you said, the trip to Croatia last year, that wasn't a work trip. That was a bunch of DJs getting together with an idea and actually renting an apartment together out there. And we just went on holiday. Basically. And it's because it was work, because it's tax deductable. But you know what I mean, right? But I was working out there, I was filming. But my point is, a lot of the newer generation and people who are so fixed on social media, they think networking is following someone, sending them a DM. And that's it. Like, no, it's actually deeper than that.
I think
like,
you have to be personable now, man. Like, you can't just be hitting people up with spam.
Well, it is personal relationships.
If I get a spam now, I'd instantly just delete it, bro. Like, I'm not even reading what it says. Like, if someone hits me up on a note like, yo, Sty, do you know what I mean? And he's done a genuine connect. Like, you can't just... You get these people are still out there doing automated DMs, bruv, and networking that way.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Well, that's my point. It's not networking.
It's not networking.
And I think it comes back to what we were saying in the first part, is there's an investment. Like, a train ticket is not cheap. A flight is not cheap. Mm-hmm. But if you're willing to put in that money and go to that party or visit that person, shake that person's hand, sit down, have lunch with them or whatever, they might book you, or you might just end up coming together with a plan and, you know, you put together a little project and that could reimburse you for that £150 ticket that you just spent. You don't even think about that. Like, your mind is right, I have to spend this money, but this project is going to be definitely worth it. It's going to change the scene, it's good for the culture, etc. So I think that's where you have to kind of think investment over spend, because a lot of people don't want to part with their money unless they're getting something back. I think it was Charlemagne the God that said it. He was just like, a lot of people don't see opportunity unless it's got a price tag attached.
A million percent.
Well, you have to just don't do it for the money. And you.
This podcast now is the prime example, like, obviously, of networking. We had this conversation. We can't even remember how we met, but it was obviously we're both networkers, and like, 7-8 years later, like, we're here. But like, this podcast isn't about financials. It's not about any of that. It's for the greater cause of the DJ community, innit?
For the culture, man.
It's for the culture, bro.
I remember the first time I met Stylus, and it was in Glasgow.
It was the Mobo after party. We were talking about this last night.
There was this, we did this party, and it was the first time that, it was kind of the start of DJ City UK.
Yeah.
And then me and Play had a conversation, we were like, yo, let's do, because the Mobos is obviously, at that point, there was different artists from different, I mean, this was like Tiny's kind of prime, Tinchy was still hot. Wretch was like popping.
Tractor Times.
Rizzle so, kicks in there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, all those guys. So they were all from different areas of the UK. So we're like, yo, why don't we just throw a massive party, ignore the big like acts headlining the after party, but make all the local DJs. So everyone came up, like, that's the first time I met. He just like phoned me, like, yo, I'm there. So we rented out a hotel. We had to remember that.
We took over the whole hotel
and did the party. And that was probably the first time that I was like, yo, this networking thing can really...
Going back to what I was saying at the start about you being like a proper key networker, because you've actually built a very good business structure around your networking as well. So can you speak about how do you approach people that you don't know personally and spark off that relationship? Because a lot of people...
How to start networking with someone.
So basically what I'm getting at is how to begin... an organic conversation, an organic relationship from someone that ultimately you do want business from, but without it being false. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's probably more like through different people, whether it's like, you know, like if I'm in Manny and I want to go even on a night out, Stylus has always got my back.
Right.
Or like you can always meet people through different people. Or I mean, I guess social media at that point as well. But I think it's now at the stage where like all of us, I think if someone hits someone up, it's kind of like, it's a straightforward like, yo, like they're cool. You can tell from social media that they're not like, they're not got an attitude, they're not a dickhead. And you can pretty much tell that straight away. So I think it's like, you know, especially with the parties up here or in Manny or wherever it may be, like people kind of know straight away this person's cool, you can chat to it. It's just like simple. Mm-hmm. Yo, we're human beings, like why are we giving people attitude? Do you know what I mean? I think it's just a simple thing like that. And I guess a couple of kind of key events has kind of made it easy for everyone to meet each other. Like what have we got egos for? We're all doing the same thing. Like, yeah, I can understand in like certain areas it might be a lot of DJs, so they need to protect their thing, and they're kind of like, but I'm not like, I don't think any of us are trying to go into an area and steal someone's gigs. And if they are, they don't really last long anyway. So I think, I don't know, I think the networking thing I learned from up here is, one, just don't like, at first, because how I kind of started trying to network, especially with the radio DJs, is I was working with an artist from up here called Kobe. My first interactions with DJs on there was literally when we used to hand mixtapes outside One Extra.
Right,
like a full day. And we're still known by the guys that working in the office there that are like, yo, you were the guys that were like in the piss and rain handing mixtapes from like midday till 3 a.m. every like for like 3 days straight. And that's kind of like people kind of notice these kind of things, and you have conversations and be like, there's always stories attached to stuff where like, yo, he did like, not he did that for me or like whatever, but you know, if I go to Manny, I get looked after. If I go Brighton or wherever you're playing, you look after me. I'll be like, yo, he's the guy, like such a nice dude. And I think that's kind of how people kind of become very approachable, because people talk about people's reputation, like of being cool people. Mm-hmm. If they're attitude, they're not interested in networking.
Leave
anyway.
The ego,
so,
innit?
Yeah, I think the network as a whole. Can I think about what it was like 5 years ago when we kind of started, 5-6 years ago when we started kind of networking across the UK? I don't really remember exactly how. I think it just was like an organic thing, man. I think we're all in the same frame of mind of like enjoying our city, admiring what other people had in other cities, and I guess it's probably just the right, like, people kind of just met each other. One of those ones, like, where there was no, like, when I went to Newcastle and Link Play, like, he was cool. So they end up being friends. We're still, like,
exactly.
Good friends now. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I think I met you in London the first time. Yeah, I think it was probably in London.
I think it must have been one of the DJ City Link-ups. Yeah, and that's one thing I was about to say, actually, is like social media is a very good starting point for starting these relationships, especially now, because I can connect with someone in America or such. Do you know what I mean? But it's not.
It's like an icebreaker.
That's exactly it.
So when you actually
meet
them, like, the icebreaker's been done on social media. So when you finally connect,
my point was going to be about, you know what I mean? Start that relationship with social media, maybe, but if you see opportunities where you can link up with these people face to face, if you see them post on their timeline, oh, I'm coming down to Birmingham, and you happen to be from Birmingham, hit them back and be like, cool, let's link up, man. Yeah, even if it's just for a lunchtime, or I've got a party happening here, come and party with me, da da da, and build that actual real relationships. The DJ City link ups are a perfect place to do that. It's like,
so the story behind that, bro, like when we had a conversation about the link up was for exactly that reason. When me and Play sat down, we're like, yo, like, we have this network of Newcastle and Scotland being really, like, we're kind of alienated up north, of having a network between each other, but no one seems to, like, connect across the UK. So that's when we're like, you know what, let's, like, you most people that watch this know Play, like, he's just got that, like, I don't give a fuck, like, I'll do it. He's got that attitude, so, like, if he wants to do something, let's do it. So actually, I just was like, yo, like, it's kind of similar minds where it's just like, yo, try it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. May as well try it. And it popped off straight away. And it did really well. I think it was just like, because there was no monetary benefit there, it was just literally just a bunch of DJs. The first one was in Nando's, actually, where it was just literally a bunch of DJs eating
Nando's.
I couldn't go to that one. That was the first one, man.
And it was mad because people were like, obviously at that point, some people like, to everyone was like, oh, this is like a situation where you can make my money, it's all the DJs here, like, this is perfect to bring artists in or thingy. And we were like, we've all got our own, we all get paid to DJ or have our own things going on, like, let's just make it like not about money.
And yeah, that's why people buy into it like that as well, because they know you're not. It's not a finance thing, man. It's an organic. It needs vibe, to be like
I think that worked really well for everyone, because like I wouldn't have met you probably. I wouldn't have met a lot of.
There's
like,
so many people that from especially up north from different parts. Yeah. I mean, some. I think I met John Boy. He's from Ireland. Our paths would never have crossed. I never go to Ireland.
Yeah.
Like, and he came up, but that's a perfect example of what you were saying. He actually invested in the flight and the travel and the time to come from Ireland over to London, and he's built a network. Do you know what I mean? Actual real relationships.
Where people were, like, where people were coming from.
Yeah, people came from all over the place, man.
I haven't met Tez yet.
Either one of us go over to Belfast or anywhere in Northern Ireland, we hit one of them two, we're sorted.
Yeah.
Like, not even just for gig-wise, we're going over there just for, like, the day or, like, just the party, or, like, I went over there on a stag do. Tez niced us up. He hit us up. And it was nothing. There was no gain. I didn't gain anything from it. Like, I didn't get a gig or anything like that. But I was just like, yo, what's popping in your city? He's like, oh, Saturday night, I've got the spot. Come through. And I was just like, yeah. And then he came over here. We showed him the hospitality same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
I think in an industry and in a job where a lot of the time it can be quite a solitary job. Do you know what I mean? Like, where when you're doing them long shifts and it's not like last night was where everybody's there. Mm. It's decent to have other people that friends that you have stuff in common with. Well, you can chat, and also
you get friends out. You make friends out of out of this game, because we do the same job. It's like
exactly we're awake industry. The same hours as well. We have phone calls at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning when we're coming out the club.
This is how
in different
this,
towns.
Like, this is how this started. From how the podcast started from our phone conversations after work on Friday nights. We would have these type of conversations every week for
just driving home, because we both had the same driving time and that was it.
Yeah, man.
And you know what I like most about the DJ community? We're all DJing because we like to DJ. We want to DJ. So that's like a passion that we have in common. It's not just like, I work for a company, I'm two stalls away from you, you work for a company, you hate your job, I hate my job. We all love our job.
Yeah.
So we're bonding over a passion that we all share. And that is another thing that I think is...
It's more than a job as well, isn't it? Like, it's a lifestyle, this music stuff. Yeah, so, like, we're all living the same lifestyle. Everyone can relate. Everyone can share the same stuff. Like, it's why things like this, DJs fully relate to it, because it's the conversations that ever, like Murdy was saying it last night, like, you're watching the TV and you're like, you want to chirp in, do you know what I mean? Like, it's relatable. Everyone's living on the same page, really, man.
You know, like, what you're saying about what the key is to, like, to network, what you need to do. I think DJs forget out of their wage, like... Just like any business has got money coming in. You need to invest, whether it's like, you know, your advertisement in terms of like, your obviously in our game, it's like how you brand yourself, but also put money aside for like things like networking. Like, yo, those link ups, there was dudes coming from the States, from Germany, from
Helsinki. Oh yeah, I forgot. That's right. I met Detail. I met Detail there for the first time.
Invest from Berlin, right? Yeah, invest Berlin. In your game. Australian like,
came
from
Prague.
I never met Australian, but. Yeah,
people, you have to invest in like, yo, do you think like I was picking up a wage when I started and catching a flight to London, like my wage was gone. The flights aren't cheap. I mean, they're cheaper now, but like you kind of have to have that attitude of like, I don't want to just put that money in my back pocket. Like at that point, there was DJs that were way better off of me because they were just putting it in their back pocket.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you put that money into networking with people, you get there. And yo, all those events, like, even the link up in that, like, you don't make money off these things. Like, fuck, you want to make money off this
it's
stuff?
More than that.
Yeah, it's more than that. You know what I mean? So it's like, you just got to go to these kind of events. Like the link up especially, bro. Like, I think the more people that, the last one was dope because there was just so many like new faces and because the game's changing. And
there was a whole heap of new
I was really happy about that because I saw a lot of new generation guys that obviously picked up on it from the social media side of it. And they were like, I want to meet people. Like, I want to network. Like, I was really impressed.
We were talking about networking. Like, we've all kind of done like America trips to get that little bit of inspiration for a lot of people, man. Doesn't matter where they're at. Like, if someone from Aberdeen comes down to London and last one, Charlie was talking about the Plug album and stuff, like that makes them like be like, yo, like I can do this and I'm from Aberdeen. And then they start realizing things like, I remember a couple of the Scottish guys didn't realize like, obviously, they know like Calvin Harris is Scottish, but like, you know, like Hudson Mohawk and stuff. And they're like, oh, yo, like they pay attention to what's going on in Scotland and who comes from Scotland. Like, I can do this. There's so many artists from up here or producers that are like networking. Because that's the other thing. It goes way more than DJing because it's like people that are producers like networking at these events as well. With a DJ that works with an artist that knows this person, bro. Like, how many times have I got artists cheaper through other DJs? Like,
Wow. Networking outside of DJing as well, in terms of like, I do a lot of networking with producers, and obviously through other stuff that I do. So I've got some massive producers that if I need an a cappella and I know they've produced a record, I don't have to hit the artist up who's too busy. I just hit the producer.
Bro, and that's another thing. If I need a cappella, I can hit you up. Yeah. Be like, yo, can you help me out on this? And be like, yeah, no problem.
Precisely.
And this is exactly where like the tools are endless with this stuff, man, in terms of the networking, because we're all involved. Like, although we're DJs, we are, if we're part of like an artist or a band or whatever, we're the center of a lot of things. So even like connecting people, like, I mean, how many times have we had American artists in town and you know the DJ and you can link the DJ and then you meet the artist and you do an interview?
Stylist is the king of that. Anyone comes over, he's like, I know their DJ.
Stylist DJed for Beyonce.
Yeah,
for Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I'm the whole Carter family, the official Carter family. I want to invite Blue's 7th birthday.
I met Goru. He was there.
No, but see, this is the thing. Talking of networking, you had a guy with you, a member of staff from the tour,
man.
Who now, when you've already spoken to him about doing other bits, in Europe. So if he goes out, he's going out to Europe to see the show, he can get a full upgrade to the, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just through the networking.
Bro,
am I allowed to say this stuff, by the way?
Yeah, of course, man. That opportunity came through endless years of like that. I reckon that gig came from a combination of my whole career of networking. Well,
yeah,
bro, it's something like that to land, it's like you say, you're investing in yourself, you keep pushing, you're feeding into yourself, you're promoting, you're traveling, you're hitting all these gigs, and then bang, Live Nation.
Yeah, they weren't just skipping through Mixcloud listening to me. Oh, right, yeah, this guy will do, let's put him on. Like, that was like a networking
recommendations on things as well, man. Like, yep, it is. Like, I know when like a couple of tours that. Like, there was a random one not long ago. The En Vogue were doing the UK tour. A guy that I know that promotes it for Live Nation hit me up like, yo, I need a DJ. So I hit up Volatile, who's like the perfect guy for the gig.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, do you want to do it? Like, I don't think I'm fit for it. And he was just kind of like, why do you not want to do it? But he was a perfect guy. So I was like, yo,
he's the Neo Soul King, man. That's what I'm saying.
You're supposed to share the thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not supposed to, like, just keep it to yourself. Like, yo, like, my phone book's your phone book. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. You know what I mean?
From what you do with your branding, doing an En Vogue tour doesn't help you in any way. But with what Volatile is into, like, that's him.
I think that's a key factor, is not to be selfish with your opportunities. Like, if you're just going to take that opportunity and it's always you that's getting the opportunity, you might be the guy in your city and you're not sharing that love, people are going to stop fucking with you, because they're going to be like, everything I do, it just seems to benefit him. I don't ever get anything in return.
Yeah.
So every now and then, like, I get gigs that I can't do. Like, I'm struggling. I'm like, oh, if I do this gig, then I won't be able to chill in. And I'm just like, you know what? Let me give it to somebody else who could benefit from it. So if there's a young DJ and I'm getting a call from a dude at like 9 o'clock being like, oh, we've got a shooting party going on. It's going to be like 200 people. Are you able to do it? And I'm like, I could really do with doing some like emails or paperwork tonight. I don't want to do it. I'll be like, you know what? I can't do it, but I know somebody who can.
Yeah.
And that's how you can put other people on, or you can give other people, you know, their opportunity to shine.
Sharing is caring, man. And then, at the same time, it is important to look after your own interests.
Of course.
But
of course.
I get what you're saying.
But if you're
entirely
comfortable giving it away, don't just take it because you want to stay on top.
Yeah.
And you want to push everyone else down. If you bring everyone up with you, the whole scene will benefit. Everyone eats.
I think that's why the scene's at where it is now. It's because I think across the UK, there's enough like-minded people that are doing dope things that are like, yo. And this is, I generally think that is why the whole scene is where it is now, because everyone is doing
the same. I think
it's
beginning to be that way. It's a lot more that way up here. Uh-huh. But further down and towards the capital, it's not like that right now. It's very clicky. So you do get small pockets of it, but at the same time,
Manchester,
you get individuals where it's just like people, they don't want to allow their competition to rise.
You say that, but were you talking about down south? I can only think of the positive ones, because I don't think of the negative ones.
Right.
And that shows you in itself what is standing out and what's not.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying I'm a guy that always just looks for the positives, but...
But I guess, I mean, without naming names,
the ones that are sharing and like that are the ones that I think of straight away.
When you need and for, I think someone that all of us,
like
Sunday nights, Lulu in Edinburgh.
Flights very cheap from London Gatwick to Edinburgh. No, you know what I mean? It's like that kind of networking thing makes you realize what pockets are the ones you want to. And bro, like there's people from down south that I've hooked up with stuff with and vice versa of bookings of corporate things that they do in London that they can't do up here. And then I ended up with a super dope gig.
Yeah.
And that's how the game works. And that's so the thing. Negative stuff, bro. Like, I think we're all in the same place where the negative things, no one pays attention to.
No.
Like,
no, we see it, but you just don't pay it any mind.
Like, you glaze like over it and you don't actually take it in.
Yeah. That's like an attitude that I don't know if it comes with experience or if it comes with age and maturity, or whatever, but I feel like if you entertain positivity and kind of push the negativity around out the way, you will attract more positive. So if you're going to be here, like, entertaining the negative chat and be trying to get the gossip. Oh, what's going on in London? Oh, is that right? Is that what he's doing? Da, da, da. Oh, I'm gonna. You're only ever gonna be surrounded by a negative impression. So you're gonna be when someone says, "Oh, the DJ's down south," you're just instantly gonna think, "Oh yeah, they're all dickheads. They're all out for themselves." Da, da, da. But if you're that guy that's like, "Oh, that's a shame," but what is this guy doing? He looks like he's doing well. You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I believe in the good energies, bro. I know giving out the good energy.
Yeah,
I feel like that comes back to you, man. Like,
100.
I used to play on negatives and all that. Like, I'd not play on them, but you'd look at them and
you
like, now
I used to pay attention to the negatives. I remember that from you before.
I did, bro.
I used to take it in.
It's true, bro. It's true. Like, but it was a mental state.
Yeah.
Obviously, I eradicated all that, and now I just live off good, positive energy and. My life has changed tenfold, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're giving out good energy, you give out positives, it's all coming back. Everything's in harmony with each other, man.
Like, I've even started, like, not to name names or anything, but like, if I see
no, you can name names, that's what we do here.
Yeah,
if I'm like going through my timeline and there's somebody ranting consistently,
who was it?
Always
who was
an
it?
Issue.
Who was it?
I'm just Stylus.
It was Stylus. Bro, if I'm ranting, it's normally about football.
Yeah.
So it's
but in general, if I see even if people that's not even in the DJ, but just general people that might be on my timeline that I followed previously, if I see it and they've always got a gripe with something, I'm like, unfollow. I don't want to see that. Like, you're clogging up my I'm only
yeah, we
to,
spoke about
I'm
that before.
I'm going to be looking at my... I'm
using
look
the
at
social
my,
media, innit?
But, yeah,
don't
yeah,
just...
Yeah,
yeah but...
Because I want to streamline it. I want to spend 10 minutes on my social media or going through my Instagram feed looking at things that are going to benefit me. I don't want to spend 7 of those minutes looking at people take selfies with dead captions and...
I need Did that click?
Can you check the camera real quick, please?
Is the red button gone off?
No. Still on?
Still on.
What's the time on it? 27. Oh, okay, cool.
That's going to go off in like 2 minutes time, bro.
Yo, see, to kind of, you asked me the question about networking. Mm-hmm. So on the flip, like I know how I dealt with it from up here, but this is a kind of, the other thing that I think is a huge part of networking is to understand how other areas do it, to try be like, yo, like maybe that is something I can add into how I handle things here or whatever. Like how, you being from Brighton or Manny, what, like how do you find it easy to network across, like obviously you guys are, say like if we're talking about the London hub or whatever that is or wherever it may be, like you're only an hour away, you're 40 minutes away, right? From
London?
Yeah.
About an hour on the train.
Yeah, so like how do you find that sort of network inside from that end? I know from way up north, and I can probably talk for like Newcastle and see how they kind of, because we're quite close. But from your end, how do you find that?
To be honest, I find it easier and have stronger relationships with people that live further.
Mm. Same. Yeah.
I think that comes down to, especially being so close to London where it is very oversaturated. And don't get me wrong, I've got a lot of good relationships with a lot of people from London, but I'd say a majority of them, they're not interested in networking. Because they're not interested in giving the game up.
Let me throw a spanner works in. Do you think the link up would have happened if... It was London.
If play was from London.
If it was London organised. Or like if what you're saying about down south, do you think it would have had the same, because when me and Play had that conversation.
It wouldn't have been as organic. It would have been come to the DJ link up. Tickets are only a fiver.
Yeah.
Like and it would have been how can we make money out of all of the DJs coming together?
Yeah.
It would have been that sort of.
And why do you think that's the difference? Do you think it's because up here or out of distance out of London feels they want to network more, Or do you think it's because London's kind of...
I think I can shed some light on this.
Yeah, you're from London as well. So
I grew up in London, there for 19 years. I only came up here for uni.
This could stir some shit, you know.
Well, got about 2 minutes left.
I was going to say, the camera's going to click any
cliff edge. It's
not even aimed at anyone in particular. I think London, like most major cities in any country, they kind of force you to be economically minded.
Okay.
Make money. Every day you got to be making money. So if you see an opportunity to get groups of people together or to like make some quick dollar, you're going to do it. That's going to be your first priority. When you're living outside where the property doesn't cost as much, the travel doesn't cost as much, you're not thinking necessarily money minded. You're thinking, how can I do this for the sake of doing it and not lose money? But I'm not trying to make money. So you're doing it more for the love, because the lifestyle up here is easy compared to London.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the key is networking, organic networking.
This is the part of the podcast at the end where the video cuts off and I have to put like a little caption up again,
isn't it? Yeah, it is.
So cue the caption.
Cue the caption. I'll leave it with a gem, right? So name dropping for the sake of name dropping now as well. My best experience of networking that has led to something very fruitful, and it was purely organic, was when we met Hookid in New York. Built a relationship with him, which was solely not focused around anything. It was just about
I even forgot about that trip, bruv. Like the power of networking took us to NYC and
bruv,
like, but you see, full documentary on music, on UK music.
But
like,
what came out of that as well is Hookid then couldn't tour in Europe with Waka, so Waka Flocka. So Hookid called me and was like, can you do the tour?
Well, yeah, that's a perfect example.
And that's the perfect example of how networking organically led to doing a big tour.
You find
tour.
That when you link up with other DJs or industry heads, 10% of the whole conversation is about the industry. 90% of it is just getting to know that person.
100%.